This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Wasatch Polygamy Porter. It's category 12A Brown Porter. So this one is sort of amusing. It's from Utah and playing on the polygamy theme. It's got two different taglines. One says, "Why have just one?" And the other says, "Bring some home for the wives." So that's sort of entertaining, so good for them. Utah's got some weird liquor laws, too, so you can't have more than a 3-2 beer. But it's 3-2 by weight, so this is a 4% by volume beer, which is at the top end of what's legally allowed out of Utah. So it's going to be interesting to see how that stacks up. Taking a look at it, it's got a tall, light brown head. It's very dark brown. It looks almost opaque. It's clear around the edges. When I hold it up to a light, I can see through it. It's perfectly clear. Beautiful dark brown color. So I'll give it a 3 on appearance. When I smell it, the first thing I get is this wonderful chocolatey malt nose. A little bit of grain, a little bit of caramel, very hint of roast maybe in the background. But that's about it. It's very, very clean. I'm not getting any hops. No esters. No alcohol. No fermentation problems at all. Just really some fairly complex malt, but all very clean and inviting. That's really nice. I'm going to go ahead and give that a 12. So I can't really think of anything that I would like better. On to the flavor. Now, pretty much how it smells. It's rich, chocolatey, a touch of grain, soft, roasted finish. I'm left with that little bit of drying roast, but it's well handled because it's not harsh, it's not acrid, it doesn't have any of that nasty bitterness making it hard to drink, that grain derived harshness. I'd say the bitterness level is probably medium. It finishes medium dry, and I get that lingering malt flavor, that chocolate malt with some of the hop bitterness. The malt and hops are fairly even in the finish, and that's nice. I get a touch of hop flavor, sort of a low, earthy flavor, not much. It's restrained. I'm not really getting any esters to speak of. That little bit of caramel that I smelled, I taste that as well, adding a little bit of malty sweetness. I get that mostly in the first part of the palate. Very fresh, very smooth. It's lovely. I'll give that an 18. It's got a medium to medium full body. A fair amount of heft for a beer this size. Moderate carbonation. It's got a little bit of creaminess to it. It's nice, it's smooth. And like I said before, I'm not getting any harshness or acrid qualities, so it doesn't have any astringency. And being a 4% beer, I'm not getting any warming either. So that's a very drinkable beer. I'll give that a 5. So overall, I love this. This is a wonderful, easy drinking porter. It's got those great chocolatey flavors that you want in a brown porter without having any of that over-the-top roast qualities. The hops are restrained to let the malt come through. It's got some bitterness, but it doesn't have any clashing late hops. Very clean flavors. I like that impression of roast. I mean, they did use something more than chocolate, I think. But, it's a very light hand. That little bit of caramel flavor, I think, really rounds it out. Just love how cleanly fermented it is. So, at a 4% beer, it actually is quite impressive. It don't miss the gravity at all. I think this would be something that you could go through several pints of and not feel too much. Great, great chocolate flavor. So that's the Wasatch Polygamy Porter. It can be a little hard to find. I've had it before. I know they sell it in the Salt Lake City Airport. But if you're out west, take a look for it. It's certainly worth trying. It's the Wasatch Polygamy Porter, Category 12A Brown Porter.